Welcome to Carlosophies. I'm Carly Nimmo. And to be honest, I'm still figuring out this thing called life. This podcast has been a training ground for me to learn to show up and speak up. It's grown and changed as I've grown and changed. And these days, I want to explore what happens when you let the lid off. When you stop living a life of expectation and start living a life in brilliant technicolor. Each week, I'll show up and peel back another layer of the stories that make up the fabric of who I am. And occasionally, I'll dive deep with a guest into a topic that's piqued my curiosity. So show up and allow Carlosophies to speak to you in any way you need it to. So this actually came up in a coaching call that I was doing with one of my clients, the idea of having like a board of directors for your life, you know, trusted people that you can go to. And she was saying she wanted to kind of cultivate this board, and some of them would likely be paid and some would be colleagues, et cetera, et cetera. And it occurred to me that, you know, I had never really called it a board of directors, or maybe I had, but I definitely have spoken about the people that are my support crew, right? Because no woman is an island. And especially when you are putting yourself out there in the way that I do and having the emotional ride that I do in life, having people who get you is so uber important, right? Just checking that it's recording, and it is. And it got me to thinking about how I've cultivated that and how far I've come along in that area, right? So back in the day, I mean, I didn't have any support crew and I was absolutely a lone wolf going it alone. Really, the only person I knew back when I first started Killer Copy in 2005, 2006, I didn't know really anyone else who was self-employed. And so I was really this kind of weirdo. I've always been a bit of a weirdo. You know, like everyone else had a job, and there's nothing wrong with jobs. I'm not saying there's anything wrong with jobs. In fact, I think more people should have jobs. I think more people should stay with their jobs, you know, instead of like chasing this dream we're sold. Anyway, that's another rant. That will come to you soon, I'm sure. So, you know, back in the day, it was just me and I was lonely as fuck and I was working from home and all of my friends had day jobs, so didn't really get to speak to anyone. I just spent all day at home, and then I started joining gyms and working out and found, you know, connected with people that way and got, you know, my human fix that way. And eventually, you know, it was lonely. It was lonely. Nobody really got what I was doing. And it was like being the only mum, you know, like when you're the first, I don't know what this is like actually, so what the fuck am I talking about? But because I was like the last person I know to have a baby. I was a late bloomer in that respect. But, you know, I know I've spoken to friends of mine who were the first to have children, and then all of a sudden there's like you as a mom and this identity and nobody really gets what it's like. And that's kind of what it was like for me as an entrepreneur. I just kind of felt like I was this lone person who no one else really got me. And so that's what led me to start my co-working space, right? This longing to meet some more like-minded people. And before that, I joined different organizations, you know, networking groups and so on to try and find like-minded people. But it was a process, right? Because it is almost like a numbers game, and not everyone you meet you're going to instantly click with. And I actually have recorded Carlosophies Free Flow on this in the back catalogue somewhere in the far stretches of the 215 episodes I've recorded, I've done some episodes on finding your tribe. So if you are lonely and you're feeling like you don't have like-minded people, go and search the archives, because that's a really good step-by-step as to what how I approach this, right? Because it's like, actually, I was just having a conversation with a friend of mine today, and she was saying that, you know, she's starting this business, she's, you know, doing coaching and consulting and stuff, and she was saying, I just want to, you know, I can see that this like going one-on-one thing is going to take time, and maybe I just want to do it online, you know, maybe I just want to do, I don't really want to do the online marketing thing, but maybe I just need to do that. And I reminded her that it's a long game either way. You know, it's not like the online space is like this magic bullet that's going to propel you to success. The same way, like, it's still door knocking, right? It's still door knocking if you're taking that approach, which I don't anymore. I just sit back and allow people to knock on my door. It's a different approach, but it's actually working for me. This is the whole thing. I test everything to see, yeah, no, that doesn't feel good. Yeah, that feels good. Oh, yeah, no, that doesn't work. This works for me, right? And this is what life is about. It's about testing what does work for you, but without seeing some bullet as a way for you to get where you expect you should be. Side tangent. So back to the board of directors, right? So that getting to pulling people together, whether it is potential clients or potential, you know, customers or friends or trusted confidants, these things take time. They don't just happen overnight. They are conscious creations. They are intentional relationships, whether it is with clients or whether it is with confidants or whether it is with your board of directors. So what is a board of directors when it comes to you being just a human being, sole trader, whatever? A board of directors is a trusted group of people that you have around you that aren't your mum, unless your mum is someone you can bounce something off and she doesn't come back to you and make you question everything about your life. It can be your mum, but it's likely not. It's likely not necessarily family members unless they've lived and played the game that you play. Not that they have to necessarily, trusted confidants don't necessarily have to be playing the same game as you. It's good to have, you know, people from different perspectives. But the key is that you feel empowered when you're around them. They're not passing judgment on you. They're helping, they can ask you difficult questions, but they're helping, their best interest is seeing you succeed, however that success looks for you, right? And this is a lot of trial and error. This is a lot of getting to know people, you know, testing to see how much you can trust someone. You know, it really is about trust. Trusting yourself, trusting your instincts, being able to speak up and say when things aren't right for you. This is all stuff that I've cultivated in creating the life that I lead now, but also my personal board of directors. So who is on my board of directors, you ask? Good question. So some of them are paid people who I work with as a client, but they're also friends. So this is something that I want to point out to you, right? Just because you're friends with someone doesn't mean you can't pay them for their services, right? Like if they're a coach and they're coaching you for free, ask to be their client, you know? So I have a few of these relationships where often the people that I work with at this level become my friends, but I still respect that for me to continue that relationship and have that level of support, I need to be paying them, right? So, and vice versa, you know, I also need to be okay saying, hey, this is stepping over the mark. This I could do with some work on personally, but saying to someone, hey, this is kind of crossing the line into what I do for a living. So if you want a client, you know, if you want to become a client in that respect, we can still be friends, but like, you know, so this is tricky, muddy water I guess on that side of things, maybe I'm not great, but on the other side of things where I'm paying people for their advice and their ability to hold space for me, I'm willing to pay for that, right? And I think that that's something that we need to look at ourselves to see if we are taking advantage of others, or if we are willing to pay people for what they bring to our lives, right? So on my board of directors currently, I would say some of the seats shift and change because, you know, our relationships with people shift and change. But on my current board of directors is definitely my kinesiologist, Tara Shields. She is she's just been instrumental in helping me really bust through the layers of bullshit, explore myself on a deeper level. And this is all of these people help me become more me, not me become more them, not me become more of who they think I should be, but me become more me, right? So Tara has a seat on that board. So does Callie Brown, who is also one of my closest friends, and I'm a client, right? So Callie is an incredible space holder. And she can reflect back to me who I am and remind me when I'm all in the self-doubt and I'm having all the big emotions and all the big reactions. She just gently reminds me of who I am. Also on that board, I would say, is Elsie Escobar. And Elsie is my podcasting friend, who I also pay to be part of her community. Because, again, she guides me back to me. Why I'm podcasting, reminds me of what I'm doing here. So she definitely has a seat. Right now I'm not working with her, but Lisa Brown, who I've had on the show before, she's definitely had a seat on my board. I love her. I respect the work. I can't even speak highly enough of her. She's just an incredible human being who can also help to unpeel the layers. So you're seeing a bit of a theme here, right? These are people who can hold space, who have the ability to listen and guide without their own shit piled on top of it. Also on that board is some friends like Lisa Corduff, Shalom Stone. Sam Sutherland, Yvonne Hills, we have like a little group that sometimes it's active, sometimes it's not active, but, you know, we're there for each other. They are a support crew that I can go to if I'm feeling shit. I also have some local friends that, Cal is actually local too, but I have some local friends that I know that if I needed support in any way, they would be by my side. So there's, you know, those, I guess it's not like a uniform seat where people are sitting there. There are consistents, and the most consistent people are the people who are on my payroll, you know, Tara, Callie, and Elsie. And the friends can take seats as needed and come and go. But I guess the point I'm trying to make is working with these people, having this support around me, allows me to show up in this way. It allows me to just be who I am and be okay with that. It stretches me. It, you know, they're there to constantly remind me, you're okay, you're okay, you got this, you're okay. And the way we cultivate that is through honest, open, vulnerable relationships with friends. And we pay people, you know, if we really want a high level of commitment, we have to be willing to pay for it. And we make the decision as to who sits on our board of directors by how those people make us feel about ourselves. Do they make us feel like anything is possible? Do they, like, you know, what is it that we want to feel? And how can we cultivate a board of trusted people that we can go to who won't just blow smoke up in our ass and say, that's a great idea, because I've also had groups of that around me who are not willing to ask all, you know, the difficult questions. I want emotionally brave people in my life. And so I cultivate emotionally brave relationships with people, even if it's uncomfortable, even if sometimes I feel like I'm a ranting fucking emotional basket case. I honor myself in those spaces, and the people around me also honor me. So your board of directors, how do you want it to look? Do you already have one? Who do you have in your corner? Do you need to cultivate that? Do you need to, because this is the thing, I said this earlier, this is a conscious creation for me. These are intentional relationships. I have created this board of directors based on the level of support that I need, and that's pretty much it, the level of support that I need. And, you know, offer it in return, obviously. Also, I'm sure I sit on a huge amount of boards. In fact, I know I do. You're probably listening to this, and I may well be on your board, right? I may well be on your board. And in fact, Joe has a seat on my board for sure. There are so many amazing people that I have in my circle these days. And, you know, I guess it's just about being intentional and being willing to let go of people in your life that you don't have to tell them to fuck off and you never want anything to do with them again. But just like energetically cutting ties so that you can put that energy into more places that make you feel better about yourself, people who make you feel better about yourself. So this is about cultivating consciously what you want to create in relationships in your life. So who is your current board of directors? Who are the people that you go to when shit hits the fan? Do you even have one, or is your mode to retreat? Do you need to have safe space to process shit? Or are you okay processing it in your head? Are you the only person that you need on your board of directors? You know, but who is sitting there currently? And if you were living your best life, whatever the fuck that means, if you were living your best life, who would be on that board? Who would be the people who would be encouraging you to do whatever you need to do? Who would have your back? Invite them to the board. Invite them to the board, you know? Be a client. Ask them to, if they want to be on your board of directors. You know, it's kind of like you're in fucking preschool and you're there and you're like, do you want to be my friend? You know, I've actually said to people, do you want to cultivate this thing where you can bring your shit and I bring my shit and we work through it together? You know, like, let's do it. It requires you to get vulnerable for sure, and it requires you to be open and honest, and it requires you to be emotionally brave. But when you are those things, you will be met with those things. So what do you want to be? And who do you need around you to be that person? That's it from me today. Peace out. The end. Thanks for coming. See you next week. And in the meantime, I would love you to join my Show Up Speak Up community in Facebook or connect with me on Instagram at Carlosophies. Until next week, peace out.